Texte numéro 76. Sarkozy proposes first of its kind tax on internet. In a move that could profoundly reshape the media landscape in France, President Nicolas Sarkozy on Tuesday proposed banning commercials from public television and making up for some of the lost revenue with a first of its kind tax on the internet and mobile phones. A government tax on internet connections would be virtually without precedent and could be politically controversial, given that public policy experts say that internet access drives a country's economic growth and productivity. But France, like other countries around the world, is struggling to find ways to keep cultural industries like video and music afloat at a time when their traditional audiences are waning. Sarkozy, proposing a real cultural revolution and stressing twice that his proposal was unprecedented, said, "I want us to profoundly review the requirements of public television and to consider a complete elimination of advertising on public channels." Instead, he said, those channels could be financed by a tax on advertising revenues by private broadcasters and an infinitesimal tax on the revenues of new means of communication like internet access or mobile telephony. Analysts point out that the internet and mobile phones are relatively new and still developing economic and communications tools, while traditional television and other mass media are drawing fewer and fewer viewers. This could be seen as drawing on new technology to fund old technology, said Taylor Reynolds, economist at the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, based in Paris. Some observers cautioned that the proposal was still under review, but others noted that the announcement contained enough information to suggest that Sarkozy, a close friend of Martin Bouygues, whose namesake construction company owns TF1, as well as a mobile phone carrier, was serious about the plan. Sarkozy's director of communication, Franck Louvier, said the president was determined to implement the measures this year. "The goal is to wrap this up in 2008, Louvier said. This would not be the first time France has been a leader in proposing changes in the digital economy. In 2006, French legislators approved a controversial law that would have reduced the penalties for the illegal downloading of music to little more than a parking fine. Key parts of the law were later overturned. In France, competition for internet customers is intense, resulting in prices that are well below those of elsewhere. And an infinitesimal tax would presumably not discourage potential subscribers. The French pay an average of 37% less than the OECD average, or $36.70 a month as of October, compared to $49.36 for all 30 countries belonging to the group. The share of residents with fast internet connections in France is also slightly higher than elsewhere, 22.5 subscribers per 100 inhabitants compared to 18.8 for the OECD as a whole. Adapted from Herald Tribune, January 2008.